Today we're going to be taking a look at the top 10 most powerful players ever in Rise of Kingdoms. The combined power of these 10 players is over 9 billion. That's more than most alliances in the entire game. Who are these people? Are they actually millionaires? And has this list changed since the last time I made this video all the way back in March? There's been some crazy KVKs since March, and a lot of the players on this list have gone down in power, back up in power, and also one of these mega rich whales has, from what I can tell, quit the game. That's right, they spent all this money to be in the top 10, and I'm pretty sure they've quit, so stay tuned to see who it is. But first, as a small content creator, videos like this one wouldn't be possible if it weren't for sponsors like the one we have today, Huawei App Gallery. App Gallery is basically just an alternative to the Google Play Store that has a ton of extra benefits for people who play games like Rise of Kingdoms. That includes games like Infinity Kingdom or Lords Mobile. First of all, they have a loyalty program that gives you up to 300 euros in Huawei coupons every single month, and of course the higher your loyalty level is, the more you get. And they're easy to redeem. Just go to the loyalty rewards page in Game Center to find them. On top of that, there's also a VIP program for all players who reach level 5 in Game Center. If you're a VIP member, you can get 1,620 euros worth of Huawei coupons every single month. Getting to the VIP page is easy. Just head over to the rewards page in Game Center. And that's not to mention all the other perks of using App Gallery. App Gallery is constantly offering a bunch of free rewards and discounts for a bunch of different games that you've probably already played or heard of before. And honestly, getting up and running with App Gallery is pretty easy. First, make sure you save your progress on the game you play most. No matter what game you play, you can usually link it to your Facebook or your Google account here in the settings. Next, use the link below to download Huawei App Gallery for your Android device or your emulator. Once it's finished downloading, you're gonna have to download the HMS Core and Game Center from Huawei, and this is pretty much just their version of the Google services. From there, create an App Gallery account within your country that's listed here on the screen. Once you're logged in, use App Gallery to go and download your favorite city builder games. Then all you have to do is log back into your game account, so using your Google or Facebook account like we talked about earlier, and that's it. Now you can enjoy all the benefits of playing on App Gallery. So what are you guys waiting for? Go ahead and click the link down below to give it a try. Okay, without further ado, number 10 on the list of the most powerful players in Rise of Kingdoms right now is none other than Flying Baroness in Kingdom 1601. This player is often on these top 10 lists that I do here in Rise of Kingdoms, and I gotta say, last night I collected this data, and today I'm going back to record the video, and it looks like, if I recorded this correctly, last night, about 24 hours ago, they had 695 million power, and right now they are down to 626 million power. They dropped like my entire account's worth of power in a day. This player's got to be at least a millionaire. Like, this person is balling out of absolute control. You can see that they have 13,309,000,000 kill points. Let's take a look at the breakdown. It looks like we've got more T5 kills than T4 kills, way more kill points in that department for sure. Over 450 million tier 5 units have been killed by Flying Baroness alone, and 412 million T4 units, rocking the Germany civilization. Really good for cavalry players and for training extra troops. Definitely one of the best civilizations in the game for sure. Taking a look in the more info section, we could see that their highest power ever was 742 million, which, just so you guys know, if you compared their highest power ever to the current list we have, that would still only bring them up to number 9. They'd only move up a single place. That's how powerful these players are, okay? They also have 114 million dead troops. Absolutely insane. Let's take a look at their commander view. We actually don't get to see anything here other than what commanders they have. They do have Nevsky, obviously, YSS, and Zenobia here. So still rocking a garrison from a while ago, but still nonetheless very effective, and rocking the Zhangyu as well. This makes a ton of sense. I'm sure Flying Baroness is an insane rally lead and garrison lead, and you probably have nothing to worry about if you're in their garrison or rally. Looks like they don't have an album, and their achievements are pretty straightforward. Number one in Sunset Canyon, 100 million power, Stone 3 in Olympia Season 4. Okay. You know, when I see Alliance Black Rose, I think of Black Rose Dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh, and is definitely one of the most badass cards out there. Moving on to number 9, we have BT Cyborg in Kingdom 2290. This player is coming in at over 700 million power. We have 709 million power. That's right, we've already broken the 700 million mark, and we're only at number 9 on the list. Now, if we take a look at the kill points, we see a much different story. Flying Baroness had a ton of kill points, over 14 billion. Here we could see 4 billion 553 million kill points. We see 148 million tier 5 units were killed, and 158 million tier 4 units were killed. Also rocking the Germany civilization here. Doesn't touch Champions of Olympia, clearly. Okay, and honestly, hey, me neither. All right, nothing on the achievement wall, looking kind of empty over here. And the album, okay, we got something in the album. Looks like we got some Captain America, we got some Marvel. I don't know who this is. Anybody know who this is? Looks like he's from Tekken or something. Am I right? Probably not. We got Superman over here, big Marvel fan. Okay, DC, sorry, Superman's DC, my apologies. I'm gonna get roasted in the comments for this, man. Taking a look in the more info, we see 67 million dead troops, and this is pretty much the highest power BT Cyborg has ever been. Highest power was 710 million. So they've lost about 1 million power since their peak. Pretty crazy stuff there, if you ask me. That is just so much power. Let's take a look at the commander view here. We could see also got Nevsky in the drill master slot, and charge captain is also filled by Zhang Yu. We also see that the Knight Head and the Iron Guard are filled with the archers. So we got two rally sets here, okay? Gilga and Henry with Nevsky and Zhang Yu. Insane stuff there. We love to see it. Fortunately, we don't get to take a look at BT Cyborg's talent builds or anything like that. I'm sure these are all expertise, though. It's not something you have to worry about with a player like this. A truly insane account. I wish I could afford something like this. BT Cyborg, hey, if you're hiring, brother, just reach out, okay? I'm probably more affordable than you think, okay? Moving on to number 8 on the list, we have none other than Mimi. Yes, Perfume of Mimi does clock in at number 8 this time with an impressive 770 million power and 14 billion kill points, coming in at 596 million tier 4 units, 397 million tier 5 units, and also rocking the Germany civilization. We see a lot of Germany tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If we hop over to the more info section, we can see over 103 million dead troops. Absolutely insane. But what's even crazier is that the highest power ever was over 800 million. So lost about 33 million since her peak on this account. A little spoiler there. Let's take a look in the album. We see, okay, I remember this. Look, was she like on a date or something like that, playing Rise of Kingdoms? I mean, hey, if you guys saw the short I just uploaded the other day, I might've been doing my dailies at the club. I might've been, I don't know. Check out the short if you missed it on my channel. Here we have what I assume to be Mimi in front of a Ferrari, a yellow Ferrari. Is she parked on the water too? It looks like there's a bridge. That's like, oh my God. This probably costs more than the Ferrari, to be honest with you guys, especially because at this point, you know, she's probably got a bunch of talents on these iconic crystals. Oh, we got the Gucci shoes, the Gucci bag, we got the Gucci everything. And okay, yeah, I remember this account. I remember this account because I'm a fatty, and yeah, I'd be much fatter if I lived this lifestyle, that's for sure. Taking a look at the commanders, okay, we do see that Mimi allows us to take a look at least their skill and star level. And of course, they're all legendary and maxed out. Not sure what's going on over here, other than Ragnar just being an absolute savage. I love to see it. This is a little sprinkle of personality, right? Because you don't need Ragnar here. She put Ragnar here just to show off that it's expertise, and I like that. That's badass. We got the Drill Master and Iron Guard here, a Mandatory and Artemisia. Really interesting stuff there. Love to see that combination. Probably not something you're using for a garrison these days, but definitely powerful in the open field. I mean, who knows? It's Mimi. Maybe it is a savage garrison under her rule. I don't know. But we do have Henry and Boudica, so clearly this is an archer themed account. At least that's what I can tell by just looking at what she's got here. And of course, Boudica and Henry are both already maxed out. Absolutely insane. But the maxed Ragnar, I thought the first expertise Ragnar I would have seen would have been on Snap's account, but here we see Mimi just has the credit card to just slam it on the table, be like, boom, max out Ragnar. What are you gonna do? This account finished the engineering achievements just straight up and is almost done with Overlord and is finished with Vanquisher. Oh my God. Moving on to number 7 on the list, we have none other than also Mimi. Yes, literally also Mimi. Same player, same alliance, same kingdom, 1175. She's just balling. She's just literally got so much money, she has no idea what to do with. Mimi, if you're watching, I'll be your personal assistant, okay? And I'll probably will do it for cheaper than what you already got anyway, okay? And enough is enough. Also rocking the Germany civilization here. We've got all four players here rocking Germany so far. Is that a bug? Are they all actually rocking Germany? I mean, even the previous account was clearly an archer account and they're still rocking Germany. Like, what's going on? Anyway, 773 million power with over 11 billion kill points. Taking a look, the breakdown is, oh my God, it's so close. It's almost identical. 368 million tier 4 and 368 million tier 5 kills on this account. Here we could see 64 million dead troops, and the highest power ever was 803 million. It's like Mimi's trying to keep these accounts like right next to each other. It's actually insane. Looking at the album, we just see a little bit more flexing, okay, more Gucci stuff. I'm assuming Mimi owns a horse, which is like absolutely incredible. Wait, what if the horse's name is Mimi? Oh my goodness, I want to pet the horse. Oh, we got a little change here. We got some Fendi instead of Gucci this time. Still whipping the Ferrari though. We love to see it. What's this? We got plantains and some other sweets, it looks like, with the, of course, Rise of Kingdoms. So Mimi obviously has three accounts, because holy sh— imagine this is your day, okay? You wake up, you get your three Rise of Kingdoms iPads, and you take a trip to the Gucci store in your Ferrari that somebody else drives, because you're not broke like that. That's what I imagined Mimi's life to be. Absolutely incredible. Taking a look at the commander view, we can see here that this looks like it's got a couple of different options, okay? We do see some cavalry focus here with Bertrand and Jadwiga. However, we see Flavius. So does that mean this is the— this must be like the garrison account? And then what do we got? The Max Suleiman? Really? Max Suleiman? What is going on here? Is that another flex? Or are you actually rallying with this because it's set as the charge captain? I have no idea what's going on with the Suleiman here, but hey, if it works for her, it works for her. And honestly, probably anything works for her, because she could just put the best equipment with the best everything in there and just reinforce it with her other accounts. Oh my God. We got the Max Honda. That's pretty much that's something that you see a little bit more often than like than the Suleiman for sure. And of course the Bertrand. You don't really see Max Bertrand, to be honest with you. I really don't know what the focus of this account is, to be honest. I mean she probably just has so much money, it doesn't even matter. She could just max everything and it's just chilling. Coming in at number six, we have to pay tribute to none other than Burnaby in Kingdom 1680. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my understanding that Burnaby might have quit Rise of Kingdoms a long time ago, in fact, because look at the kill points. Only 1.5 billion kill points, but over 804 million power. Now this is a player that gained a ton of notoriety when videos on YouTube surfaced of them gemming troops for pre-KVK rewards. An absolute legend in Rise of Kingdoms history, but hasn't moved power in a long time. So long, in fact, that this player doesn't appear on websites such as Rockboard, which, if you guys didn't know, videos like this one wouldn't be possible without the data over on rockboard.com. So if you guys want a reliable way to get statistics for your kingdom, go ahead and check out their service. I am not sponsored by them. I'm not affiliated with them. They've never asked me to shout them out. But again, these videos wouldn't be possible without them. So I do appreciate all their hard work, but Burnaby doesn't show up in their top 10 most powerful because to my knowledge, doesn't appear in the kingdom ranking from what I can tell. But I was able to find their account because there are videos of their profile and you can take a look at the player ID. So we take a look at their album. There's nothing here. I don't know if they just don't have an album or if when the account hasn't been logged into for a certain amount of time, they just remove the album. I'm not really sure. We see no achievements here on the wall at all, but this is the first player that is not rocking Germany. They're rocking the Arabia civilization. Absolutely insane in the farmer alliance. That's another clue for me as to how I feel like obviously this player's quit the game, right? You don't have 804 million power and only 1.5 billion kill points if you're actively playing the game, and you wouldn't of course be in a farm alliance. Taking a look at the more information, we see 14.7 million dead troops, nothing too crazy there, and their highest power ever was 841 million. And ladies and gentlemen, if they were their highest power ever right now, they would still only move up one more place on the list. Yeah, this list gets absolutely insane. They haven't even enabled the commander view feature. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's been a while since Burnaby logged in. Burnaby, if you're watching this, if you see this somehow, what happened, man? What happened? Why'd you quit? If you guys know Burnaby, if you've played with him, let me know in the comment section below why you think he quit. Coming in at number five on the list, we have none other than Kang747. Now this player was actually supposed to be number four on the list as of last night, but they've dropped power, and the player who's actually at number four has gained an insane amount of power. When I checked last night, Kang747 had 869 million power, and now they're down to 810,668,000 power. Still an insane number, but I just can't believe that in 24 hours they've lost so much and the other players gained so much, and we're going to talk about them in just a second. But Kang 747 is actually they also used to go by the name of Madness in a previous episode. Their player name was all in Chinese, so I had to translate it to roughly Madness. But we've got 7 billion kill points on this player, 215 million tier fours and 242 million tier fives, also rocking the Arabia civilization just like Burnaby. They do dabble in Champions of Olympia. They are gold 3, which is pretty incredible, and of course their achievement wall is also all blinged out. Absolutely insane. Gathering of Talents, Gathering of Elites, Meta Breaker, Children of Glory, oh my god, and a Gifted Audience. What is going on here with the achievements, ladies? Oh, it's got 6 of the Child of Fate achievements. Absolutely incredible. Still hasn't done what Mimi has done and finished the Engineering or Vanquisher achievement. Anyway, taking a look at the album, you'll see some of the cutest little puppy pictures you've ever seen in your life. Oh my goodness, look at the little face, it's so cute. I just want to squish it. Oh, we got to drop a like on that one. Everybody go and like this on his album, okay? Otherwise you're fired. Does he have 3 accounts and they all have like, are these all Zenith skins too? What the heck, my man? A legend. He's a legend. He's pulling a Mimi. Taking a look at the more info, you can see that they have almost 54 million dead troops, and look at the highest power ever, bro. 976 million. Oh my god, dude, holy sh, we're getting up there, boys and girls. We are getting up there, that's for sure. Taking a look at the commander view, you see a lot of the same culprits that you might expect here with a couple of newcomers. So we haven't seen Guan Yu, I don't believe, today on the commander view, which is nice. I don't think we've seen Nebu either, which is a little bit shocking to me. But of course, we do see Nevsky and Zhang Yu as well. Although I don't know why they would be killing barbs with Nevsky, but I guess they just want to show off that they have him. I don't know. We also see Zenobia over here. So clearly, this is a player that can open field, they can rally, they can garrison, they can do whatever they want. Basically, they've got what seems to be infinite money. And I don't know, clearly they've been playing the game for a while, because they have the Ninja Gaiden logo here. Pretty insane stuff. Moving on to number 4 on the list, this is a player you're familiar with, and it is Dark Cookie. Well, actually it's DN Cookie, but it used to be Dark Cookie. Guys, last night when I pulled this data for the video, he was at 846 million power, and now he's at 882 million power. What is going on with these players, ladies and gentlemen? DN Cookie is the Ottoman Empire. First time we're seeing Ottomans here in the video, with 6.6 billion kill points, 165 million tier 4 with 244 million tier 5. This list just keeps getting crazier, although I will note that I'm pretty sure Flying Baroness at number 10 still has the most amount of kill points, unless you add up all of Mimi's accounts, maybe, I don't know. Now the album is set to private, but I will say that the Alliance Dark Nation does have other members with the name Dark in it. For example, there's also a Dark Brownie with over 420 million power, and a Dark Oreo with over 200 million power. I'm not gonna scroll through here, and honestly, oh, there's Brownie right there, 400. Oh my God, this account went up 60 million too. This is, it's gotta be the same player, right? Holy sh. Okay, we're just gonna focus on the account that's actually on the top 10 list. Taking a look at the highest power, this is their highest power ever. They're literally, this is it. They are peaking right now. This is actually an insane moment in history to be looking at Dark Cookie's account, unless they continue to push power. 84 million dead units here, not surprising there. Taking a look at the commander view, you will see some of the same suspects. We do see Honda over here killing barbs. Not sure why that would be the case, but you do have Guan Yu in the attack slot. We have a Manatore as the Iron Guard, Zhang Yu as the Charge Captain, obviously, and Zenobia, of course, as the Knight Head. So a lot of diversity here, honestly, a lot of diversity. I'm not sure what this account is specializing in, just looking at the commander view alone, but what I can say is that this account is at, like, there's, it's just insane. Okay, although only 81 command, what commanders don't he have? What he don't have? I don't get it. How could you? I have 75, and there's 10 commanders in the game that I don't have, so that means there's 85 commanders. So I don't think anyone we've seen so far in this video has all the commanders unlocked. What is going on there? Now, I don't, I might have missed this, okay, but Dark Cookie is in Kingdom 1556 and Kang 747 is in Kingdom 1534. I don't want to forget about their kingdoms, because a player is only as good as their kingdom, so we got to make sure to shout out those guys as well. With that being said, we're gonna move on to number 3 on the list, and this is where the power numbers start to get really insane. We have none other than Farmwell 808. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know this player as Yoda 808. They've been in my live streams. They've made this list before, and I am pleased to announce that they have officially broken the 1 billion power mark. If I'm not mistaken, this might be only the third player ever to break the 1 billion power mark. Will they stop here? Who knows? But what I can say is that just a few weeks ago, when Baba was in KVK, there was a point in time where Farmwell 808 had more power than Baba TC Ataturk. That is truly, whether you look at these kill points and say he doesn't deserve it, whatever you might say, he knows he's a farmer, okay? But here's a couple things that you got to know about Farmwell 808, okay? First of all, this is the newest account on the entire list by a pretty substantial margin. The only one that even comes close is Dark Cookie, and Dark Cookie's been around for quite a while. And number two, this is still an insane amount of power, no matter how you cut it, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, okay? This is an insane amount of power. Congrats on breaking the 1 billion power marker. We've got 4.45 billion kill points, 199 million tier 4 units, 119 million tier 5 units in Kingdom 1854. Also rocking the Germany civilization. These guys must be in troop training mode, because I've never seen this many of the same civilization on a top 10 list in my life. Let's take a look at the more information, and here we can see, yes, they are currently at their highest power ever with 59 million dead troops. Taking a peek at the commander view, and we got memed, ladies and gentlemen. We got straight up memed on, boys. I've never seen something like this in my Rise of Kingdoms life. My boy is rocking Markswoman, okay, which is a peacekeeper, so I guess that makes sense. We got two gatherers that are actual gatherers, okay. And I mean, the rest of this stuff, I mean, I guess Knighthead makes sense for city keeper. Lancelot, I guess. I don't, can you imagine having over a billion power and this is what your commander view looks like? Like, and I swear I did not tell him that I was filming this video. This is literally just, he's just straight up trolling, okay? He's got to be just straight up trolling. Brother, my brother in Christ, my brother, my Lord Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Holy shit, I just realized, wait a minute, he probably actually uses Dragon Lancer and wins trades. Look at this. It's all cavalry talented except the horn. What? Markswoman, all talented except the accessories and the gloves with the archers. Holy shit, he did it. The absolute mad lad. Oh my God. This is the sexiest player album I've ever seen in my life. Oh, he's got the screenshot of the 999999999. I love that. That's sick. Oh, look at the little puppy. I had already liked that. I probably liked that during a live stream, to be honest with you guys. My God, what a crazy account. I love it. Moving on to number two on the list. And this is actually the oldest account on the list. Following, that's right, the previous account, Farmwell, was the youngest account on this list. And now we've got the oldest account on the list coming in at number two. And of course, it is your favorite, ladies and gentlemen, Baba TC Ataturk. He comes in at number two every single time. It doesn't matter how hard he fights in KVK. It doesn't matter how many times he migrates. It doesn't matter where he is, what he's doing, what's going on in his life. He still is an absolute legend in Rise of Kingdoms. 1.1 billion power. That's a Farmwell is coming for your spot, Baba. You got to be careful. But again, in reality, it's really no comparison. This kill point number is just, this is higher than multiple players on this list combined. Baba is tried and true, one of the most savage players in the entire game. They put their money where their mouth is, okay? He's chilling in Kingdom 1556, rocking the Ottoman civilization, and I love taking a look at his profile just to see. We've taken a look at this profile a number of times, okay? He often shows up, obviously, in the most powerful list, but also in the most kills list, obviously, because he has the troops to kill. And we could see 29.4 billion kill points, 1.1 billion tier 5 kills, absolutely disgusting. Oh my God, that is so good. 719 million tier four unit kills. Absolute savagery, boys and girls. Now, if we take a look at the album, this album I believe is the same album as we've seen before. He's rocking the Ducati. We all know Baba loves the suits, he likes the cars, and I don't want to make assumptions. Is this his son? Is this his nephew? I'm not really sure, but it's an adorable picture. Look at all the likes. This has got to be one of the most famous, if not the most. 11,000 likes on the Ducati, boys. We got to go in. We're just going to go in and like all the pictures. Okay, bada bing, bada boom. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm surprised I haven't liked them already, but come on. I mean, the kid, like, I gotta just emphasize this one more time. Those kill points are so much higher than everyone else on the list. It's just embarrassing almost. Taking a look at the commander view, we see still rocking Cao Cao in the Ranger slot, but of course, we have Nevsky and Attila. Very interesting and surprising combo that when Nevsky came out, nobody really thought that Attila Nevsky was gonna be as big of a thing. Some people thought, oh, it's like a fun combo, but no, Attila Nevsky actually popping off, to be honest with you. Okay, we also see the Guan Yuan, the Trajan here, rocking the Trajan. That is, for somebody who can deal the most insane amount of damage in the entire game, he's still focused on providing a little bit of support for the other armies in the open field. I think that's pretty noble. I think that's pretty badass. He does give us a little peek at the talent builds, and honestly, this is a very solid talent build. I think this is probably the best talent build that he could have gone with, to be completely fair with you. Yeah, I actually like this build a lot. I probably would do the same thing. Nevsky, maybe, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Feral Nature, but I do think that it makes a lot of sense. Here, with the Naked Rage, I would say for most players, Naked Rage is questionable, but because Baba is obviously going to be dealing more damage than anybody else in the open field, I think that this is a good play for him. Overall, really solid talent build. I don't know why I just prefer going to the top of the cav tree, but that's just because I don't want to risk overraging with Feral Nature. But honestly, Baba he could just do whatever he wants, okay? His Nevsky is going to hit you like a tactical nuke anyway. It doesn't even matter. Same thing with the Guan Yu talents. I'm not sure I love these talents. I don't love Feral Nature, but again, it's going to work for Baba. It doesn't matter. He's going to kill you. It is what it is. Now, coming over here to the Trajan, I think this is solid for Trajan to depending on if you're going to use mixed units. If you're going to use mixed units, you probably want to grab these things on the end here. Realistically, he's covered some of the most important bases, and honestly, I don't use Trajan, so I'm in no position to give advice on Trajan. Of course, Baba rocking all the golden achievements on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, I want to see Baba's equipment. I just got to see it. I just got to see it, Baba. Share. I just want to know how much of it is talented. Is all of it talented? And how many iconic crystals does he have? Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. He didn't even finish the engineer achievements. What's going on here? He did finish Vanquisher though. Okay. Ooh, he's got 7 of the Child of Fates. That's, I think, the highest we've seen so far. Taking a look at the more info section, we can see that Baba had a highest power ever of 1.3 billion. Yes, that is because Baba just puts his troops on the line. Absolutely insane. 190, almost 191 million dead troops. What an insane player this is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, even if Baba was at his highest power ever, he still wouldn't be number one on this list, because number one on the list is none other than Maverick L. That's right, 1.3 billion power, and it's 1.369 billion. So it still would have been higher than Baba's highest ever. Also rocking Germany. No idea what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone is Germany today, but Maverick in Kingdom 2010, 8 billion kill points. Baba has 21 billion more kill points than the highest power player in the game. That's when I look at it and I'm just like, okay, obviously Bob is clearly the most powerful player, right? But technically, by numbers, it's Maverick. Unless, if we add up Perfume of Mimi and Flower of Mimi, we get over 1.5 billion power. So technically, Mimi has a higher combined power than anyone else on this list. Just something to think about, because that is an absolutely nauseating realization. Like, think about how much money both of Mimi's accounts cost. Oh my. Anyway, Maverick, okay, 218 million tier 4 kills, 291 million tier 5 kills. If we take a look at the more information section, we can see highest power ever was 1.5 billion. Holy shoo! 156 million dead troops. I mean, boys, I don't know what the deal is here with Maverick's account. They got it set to private. They have no achievement set here. People are saying through the grapevine that this is somebody related to the dev team, that this is somebody related to someone who owns part of Lilith or something. Like, I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure what the story is behind Maverick. Seems to be a pretty mysterious figure. Okay, Baba is like, front and center. Like, people know Baba, he is all about it, okay? And Maverick is just kind of like silently at the top. Nobody really knows that much about him, at least not I don't. Maverick, if you're watching, send me a message in game or over on Discord. I'd love to see your equipment, but until then, we can take a look at the commanders here. And we're also rocking the Tao Tao in the Ranger slot. We see the Drill Master Nevsky, of course. We see Guan Yu and Zhang Yu, very common occurrences here today, and Yadviga as well. But even Maverick doesn't have all the commanders. How have you guys spent millions of dollars on this game and you don't have all the commanders? Bro, I'm so dumb, bro. I'm so dumb. Holy sh! I just realized that Torgny and Wafura, I only have 75 because I'm in the power-up game mode. I don't actually have these, so there really is only 83 commanders. Okay, I take it back. I'm a fool. Forgive me. They do have all the commanders. How dare I question them? They're not broke. They're extremely rich. Of course they have all the commanders. Yeah, take a look at the achievements. Not even close for engineering. Vanquisher's kind of close. 5 out of 11 for Child of Fate. Not much is known about Maverick, but he is known to be the most powerful player in Rise of Kingdoms. And with that being said, I want to know in the comment section below, who is your favorite player on this list? Is it Baba? Is it Mimi? Do you want to pay respects to Burnaby? I would love to know in the comment section below. And while you're down there, visit the description and download Huawei App Gallery. Thank you to them once again for supporting the channel and sponsoring this video. You made it all the way to the end of the video, so clearly you liked it. Hopefully you'll drop a thumbs up on it and subscribe to the channel if you're new around here. Click the bell to be notified the next time that I upload a Rise of Kingdoms video. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.